Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie is here to tell us what we can watch, and we are starting this week on the small screen on Apple Plus. Susie, I know that you're a big Ted Lasso fan. Tell me, tell me how excited you are that Ted Lasso season 3 is out.
G'day, Kat. Yes, absolutely. Ted Lasso. It is the number one show offered by Apple Plus at the moment. So what better reason to talk about it than that? Because season 3 has begun and it is the last season. So you will be able to enjoy it by binge watching all of the seasons, or you can just start watching season 3 if you're already caught up. So this one is a sports show, but it's also a comedy. Ted is actually an American college football coach, and he's hired by a fictional English Premier League team, the Richmond team, much to the fans' disappointment. He's hired by the owner as a ploy to ruin the team, to exact revenge on her ex-husband. But Ted's charm soon wins over owner Rebecca, as well as the fans. So Jason Sudeikis plays Ted Lasso, who receives ridicule from his peers and the team's fans due to his folksy optimism and lack of knowledge of the sport of English football, soccer. But gradually he wins them over with his kind, hopeful and compassionate approach to coaching. So a couple of episodes of season 3 have already dropped, and a new one will be dropping weekly until the end of May.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer. This is season 3.
Everyone alive has picked Richmond to finish in 20th place this season.
Except the Daily Mirror, which has us finishing 20th. An adorable but devastating typo.
You watch. From now on, I'll be floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. Except I won't die immediately after using my stinger. I plan to float and sting for the entirety of the whole season. You can't
always get what you want. So this is obviously season 3 of this. It's gone incredibly well with US and UK audiences alike.
It sure has, but it didn't actually start out just like as a TV show completely imagined on its own. The title character was actually imagined almost 10 years ago. So NBC in the USA, about 10 years ago, they got the license to show the Premier League. And so they created an advert to kind of advertise that US audiences could and should watch the Premier League. So they came up with this character of Ted Lasso, who was the coach of the Tottenham Hotspurs. So it started out as this joke, and then that is what turned into this 3 seasons of this TV show. If you haven't actually seen that original imagining of Ted Lasso, it is a little different to the TV show, but it is definitely worth checking out on YouTube, even if you're not a soccer fan, because it's very, very funny.
It's received a lot of success, even won some awards.
Absolutely. So I did mention before that this is Apple Plus's number one show at the moment, but it really is more than that. The show has received huge critical success and praise, and has become the most watched show on Apple. So that's a pretty big deal. The first season alone received 20 Emmy nominations, and it won 7 of them, including Best Comedy Series. The second season also received another 20 Emmy nominations. It got 4 that time round. And after season 3 dropped, US President Joe Biden invited the whole cast to the White House to promote mental health and well-being, because that's a theme that runs through season 2 of the show. So it's a pretty big deal.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. That is a huge deal. That is Ted Lasso season 3. It's coming out now on Apple Plus. There's a couple of episodes already released, more to come, and they'll be released weekly. Let's move over to Sky Show and take a look at the movie Black Adam, which is out this week.
Yeah, buckle in for Black Adam. It hits our small screen this week. Teth Adam was given the almighty powers of the gods all the way back in ancient Kandak. He used these powers for vengeance. He was imprisoned, and then he became Black Adam. Now, 5,000 years have passed, and Black Adam has gone from man to myth to legend. He's now free, and his unique form of justice, born out of rage, is challenged by modern-day superheroes who form the Justice Society.
And I should say, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
I was a slave until I died. Then I was reborn a god. Now I kneel before no one.
In this world, heroes and they're villains. Heroes don't kill people.
Well, I do.
I will say as well, this one is another in the string of movies that Sky Show have got really quickly after their release date at the cinema. So this one, just looking up, was released in October of 2022. 6 months later, boom, you've got it on your small screen. That's impressive. I think that's very quick. Is it just me or is that quick?
No, that is super quick. Sky have actually got a great set of movies that have only recently been at the cinema. So this is another great example of that. So if you're not into going out anymore, then you can just stay in and watch all these great movies on Sky.
All right, that's Black Adam. It's out at Sky Show this week. And you can also catch up on Ted Lasso Season 3 on Apple Plus. It's been Big Screen, Little Screen. More films to be seen at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Catch you the same time next week. Thanks, Susie.
Thanks, Kat. See you later.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.